There you go. Got some light life on your skin now.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude, this is like the 10th time Logic has automatically sent me a little thing that
says this little thing.
It says it's the audio card. Do you want to use this as your output or this as your mic?
Oh yeah.
But it says
this as your input.
Do you want to use iPhone microphone as your input? Is this a new thing?
Do you have your iPhone connected to your computer right now?
No, but it's in my pocket and everything's updated to the latest shit. So is this like a new thing?
Might be. I don't have that new of a computer.
I can.
So you have the M1 Mac Mini, which is.
And I could use this as my webcam.
Which is on Apple Silicon. Yeah, you can.
How easy is that to do? Dude, let me.
Hold on, man. I should be able to figure this out really quickly for you.
iPhone camera, dude, it's right there. Holy shit, it's just right there in the.
Oh, yeah. Mount your iPhone.
I don't have a Mac.
In landscape orientation to allow apps to.
Holy shit. Holy shit, dude. Look at that.
Hold on. Wait. Let me.
Look at that HD.
Oh, shit. That's actually way better than your Mac's camera.
I'm not using the Mac camera. I got the Mac.
I know.
I got like a $15 from Amazon. Dude, that's legit. Well,
whatever.
Super easy. No delay. It's just having it in the vicinity.
That's crazy. You need to get one of those mounts.
And I can turn. Dude, I can turn my screen off.
There's a way that you can also have it show both you and like your desk to where like you can see. Because it'll you have one. If you have one of the iPhones with the multiple lenses, which I'm sure you do. That's
yeah.
Let's say you were like working on an art piece, you could have it showing your face, and then the other lens would be focusing on your desk while you're doing art.
That's crazy.
Like drawing, yeah, or writing music, whatever the fuck you're doing right there.
That's crazy. I'm surprised, like, whenever you dig into the deeper functions of an Apple product, it's pretty badass. Like, I was catching
a lot that people do not use.
I was catching some videos on TikTok about like iPhone secrets and just ways to sign documents and stuff. I was like, dude, super deep, like boop, boop, boop. All kind of.
Yeah, like if you wanted to, like something back in the day, I used to show people, like, let's say you wanted to sign, sign a document or a PDF, right? You would have to do all kind of shit, right? You'd have to fax it to someone.
Fax.
Yeah, I remember I like to sign my commission documents. Like that was a two choice. You had like either fax it or figure out a way to sign it electronically, which was really hard back in the day. But even way back then, like 2011, 2012, Mac had this feature where you could sign a piece of paper and open up Preview. And Preview has this signatures button where you just hold up the piece of paper in front of your webcam and it imposes your signature from the piece of paper onto a PDF.
That's so cool.
And you can like resize it, move it wherever. So like I could sign my documents electronically and send them off that way without having to fucking print them, sign them, and fax them to get my official signature, you know?
Like I want...
And
like
that was Apple, back in the day, it used to do that type of shit. That was like 2011, 2012.
I want to learn how to use a lot of these deeper functions, especially for working in Logic, because I had a lot of hotkeys programmed based around what I was doing, which was a lot of playhead, cutting regions, exiting. I was trying to nudge it and do a lot, but it was pretty... After the update, I lost all my hotkeys and haven't gotten back in, but...
I wanted to show... So since this is a studio podcast, I wanted to show a video of this dude editing that way, like what he calls slip editing.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Here. Can I show that video?
Fuck yeah, dude!
Let me find it real quick. You can
make sure all participants, there you go. Yeah, so in today's episode, me and Jesse are going to organize some logistics about recording and writing music long distance.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of that right. We're in the middle of that right now. Jesse, you've been having some problems with your interface. Turns out it was
I don't think it's the interface. It's the buffer size. And from what Jai was explaining to me, it's just that my processor. I have a 2016 MacBook Pro with dual core processor. Let's see. I'll read you guys the specs here. It's a 13-inch 2016 4 Thunderbolt 3 port MacBook Pro with a 2.9 gig dual core i5. 8 gigs of RAM, and that's DDR3 RAM, right? So Dylan is working on a Mac Mini M1 with
not always though.
Well, not always, but your Mac Mini with the M1s has 8 gigs unified memory. It's just a far superior machine for doing what we're doing on it.
But I was recording a lot of my work. I still have it.
Old MacBook Pro 2010.
Dude, the Alfred stuff was recorded on my MacBook Pro.
2010 MacBook Pro.
On a 2010 MacBook Pro and a 2018 PreSonus audio box interface. So, like, I don't know that you should have any problems.
No, you're right.
Because I didn't have any problems. There was no... What was the delay again? Tell me what specifically what your delay was.
But, no, it wasn't delay. It was when just on playback. I would have I'd hear static or popping. I'd be like, well, what the fuck was that? Was that a clip? So I'd go back in the track and I look at the waveform. The waveform's not peaking. I have my gain super low on the interface, like a quarter of a way up, right? So it's not like my gain was maxed out or anything.
And you didn't hear it when you were tracking?
I didn't hear it when I was tracking, but on playback, I would go back to listen to it on playback and it wouldn't be in the same spot. I'd hear in a different spot. I'm like, well, that's not the fucking waveform. So what is it causing it to have this static or artifact or clip or pop or whatever the fuck? And I just couldn't figure it out. Like let me just track again. I tracked this fucking song, 16 fucking times, just over and over and over again, trying to get it to not do that. Like, what the fuck is going on? And so I just talked to Jai about it at practice, and he said something about buffer size, or I couldn't remember if it was buffer size or sample rate or something like that. He's like, oh, he just knew it right away. He's like, no, mine used to do this too in Pro Tools. I had to change the buffer size to a higher buffer size just on playback. And when I'm tracking, you want to keep it low. That way you don't have latency and stuff when you're tracking, but on playback, have it a little higher.
And that's that latency mode button.
But I tried that too when you said that last time, and I still was getting, it wasn't super bad latency, but enough that where it would fuck me up trying to have it at 10/24 or 5/12 samples.
Yeah, that's the weird part, because I'll get latency sometimes when I launch, and I just have to go hit that button and it fixes it automatically. So it's weird feature is not working for you.
Here's the thing. I was also, when I tried it, I was on battery power. I do not know if that makes a difference or not, too.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it did. So that was another thing.
You need power.
At the moment that I tried, I was trying it on battery power.
I mean, I would think that would make a difference for sure, but
I guess, I don't know. I don't know enough about
it. I've never, ever had that problem. I've always been able to hit the low latency button and never... I've always kept my buffer size at max, and then if ever I had a latency when I was recording and I'd hit the orange eye for the monitor, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear it in your headphone. Whenever I hit that playback of my live take, my vocal will be delayed. Check, check, and it'll come back. The low latency mode button fixed that for me always. So maybe it could have been the battery. I'll have to try it again
with wall power on there and see if it still does it.
But before we get into that stuff, I have a win for the good guys.
All right, let's hear it.
For the good team. I disputed a parking ticket.
Oh, yeah?
And I won. They waived it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. It was the one where if you're parking on the side of the road on the second Tuesday of the month for street sweeping.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty specific, right? They have agents that will sit, and I've probably complained on this previously about the agents that will sit out there and peg you.
Our job is just to...
Yeah. But the catch is that we've
had money for parking.
Yeah. But the catch is that we've had all this homeless drug addict activity plaguing this little neighborhood we're in. We had more people move into the alley a few weeks ago, right over the fence. I was in my yard going, who's listening to Nickelback in the alley? And it was like some of these drug addicts that were just blasting on this little boombox just right there.
Drug addicts with terrible taste in music.
And then another thing happened. I mean, I'm talking trash burning. Like one guy, when they were living in RVs up on that road, one guy had a tarp that he set on fire and was waving on a stick. I had to call the fire department because there was this black smoke, and it on a different occasion, and it's right by this big empty grass patch. I mean,
yeah, like the whole, I mean, Colorado gets dry, you know.
Yeah, I mean, these RVs and these drug addicts were taking over this road. It was the neighbors that would live there would honk at them when they'd drive through, and then these homeless people would just flip them off. I was in my yard one day. I had to come back inside because I was getting a headache from all the plastic burn in the air. From that, I had to call the fire department again.
So, what does the fire department do when you call them? Do they actually come?
They have to see a flame. That's what they said.
You didn't. Was there no fucking flame?
I didn't see a flame. I just knew they were burning stuff because they
saw smoke.
Smoke. You can smell it. You know they're burning stuff.
With smoke.
I see them when I drive by. Too, so it's like, hey, there's some people burning trash up there, just go check on it. So it's like all they can do is drive by, but they have to see a flame to get out and go do something.
So smoke isn't enough,
I guess. I don't think there was any smoke anymore at that time.
So by the time you called and they made their way out there, smoke had dissipated.
Yeah, it was just kind of gone. So then, like a week ago, actually a week ago, last Sunday night, 10 o'clock, I go to bed and I hear a bass. Dum, 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 low end, like sub. Dum, 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 dum.
I'm out already. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I know, right? And I told myself that's just one of the neighbor's friends picking them up. They're going to drive away soon. Because it sounded like it was on the road right there. It's and that happened before.
Homeless asshole,
dude, you're never gonna guess what it was, okay? But I'll get there. So I take some NyQuil because I'm like, okay, it's been one of those nights, I'm just gonna fall asleep, and when I wake up, it'll all be gone. So I wake up at 3 a.m and it's still going. Just, dude, I could hear it.
Now I'm furious.
I could hear like the beat. I could hear the and I would count.
You're counting the time signature in your head.
I'm laying in bed and I catch myself tapping to it, and then I'm like, why am I supporting this shit? Because I don't want to go crazy. I'm trying to like find a way around it and just get
zen about it. I'm not gonna wake up and flip out and stick my head out of my camper and start yelling at these fucks.
Yeah, and like, you don't want to go get involved with people like that anyway, because they have already shown the law does not apply to them.
Yeah, they don't care.
Like, yeah, they're not homeless, they're drug addicts that have chosen to go rogue, and they're allowed to. That's the whole weird thing, dude. Like, yeah, they can't,
whatever you feel like doing, you know.
Because if they write me a ticket for parking and I don't pay it, I get a warrant for my arrest. So go write the homeless people, the drug addicts, tickets for all of the stuff they're doing. And when they can't pay it,
go arrest them.
Arrest them. That's the solution. That's what you do to me, right? So it's like, I don't understand where this...
That logic does track.
You see what I'm, you feel what I'm saying, though, right? We can't do anything about it. They've opted out of society. It's like, go write them a ticket and wait for the warrant. So weird. So anyway... Ford wakes up and she sleeps with headphones that cancel the noise, QC20s. And yeah. I used my Bose one night when this was happening, like a year ago, and it worked.
So who, or I guess you're getting to that. The story is just building. I want to know who the fuck has this bass going. Dude, my wife would have already made me go outside with a gun and fucking threaten. Like, she does not. Our neighbors like posted on Facebook community page one time that they were having a party and having people over and they were going to be up late. She was pregnant at the time. And they're like, fair warning, the bass may be loud, but please don't call the cops. Just message us. And dude, it was like 11 o'clock at night, right? So not super late, and their bass was super loud. She's like, you have to do something about this. Like, this is fucking unacceptable. So,
who the fuck does stupid shit like that?
But I mean, they were being nice about it. They let us know beforehand and everything. And I was like, dude, and I had to like calm my wife down. Like, dude, chill. Like, they're having a party. I'm sure they'll be done.
It's maybe frustrating.
Midnight, you know? Or so. But yeah. So yeah, homeless people at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm assuming it's homeless people. But assholes at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I still don't know. So when Ford woke up and said, do you hear that? That's when I knew I had to do something. Because I was already laying in bed Googling, like, do I call 911? Do I call 311? 311's only available 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. So Sunday at 3 a.m. And they send out psychologists, too, because I'd already been through all that with the fire department and shit.
They send out psychologists.
Yeah, so because it's not emergency, so they're not going to send the cops. So I... I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to call 911.
Emergency. Arrest these fucks.
So I get up, I get dressed, I go out, and I take off walking. I have an idea of where this is coming from. At this point, I'm envisioning that scene from Breaking Bad where Jesse gets a house and a sound system, and he has that party, and he just turns it up. I imagine something like that happening in one of these houses. So I walk, I go a block, and that's where I thought it would be. Somewhere here, nothing. I walk another block, nothing, but it gets a little louder. I walk another block, dude, 3 blocks down. I finally see this building with the red light in it, and I'm like, oh, it must be coming from in there. And I see all these cars parked on the road. So I'm like, all right, that's not homeless people. It's like 2017 Jeep, an Altima. These are people with jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, what? They all just met at this building. So I walk at the building and I'm like, oh, it's not the building. So I go to the right and then there's this big grass area that goes down. And then there's this huge, basically a tunnel with like an overpass right there because it gets a little industrial over there.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like a tunnel, the overpass.
Down like a drainage tunnel.
Yeah, but big that you could walk in, and it's not circular. Right. It's like rectangle. So it's like, what is this? And there's a generator at the mouth of it. And the generator is powering this insane sound system that now I can see it's coming from deep in that tunnel. And like
just funneling sound out like a giant driver from this fucking tunnel.
And the tunnel shoots like
just tapping to it to the beat
3.5 blocks away, just going crazy like fuck these motherfuckers. But the weird part was when I rounded the corner, I saw a car with their lights on, and it was a cop was sitting there not doing nothing.
No.
And I waved at him, no response. I didn't want to go up, so I walked over to confirm this thing over here, and then I walked back and I could see him now just like on his computer. I was like, so you're just not going to do nothing? Like, y'all write me a ticket. Y'all are there to write me a ticket on Tuesday, but you're just chilling here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's a neighborhood. I saw people at their door looking out like, what the fuck? When I was walking, I was like, all right, I got you. I got this. So that's when I called 911. What's your emergency? I was like, it's not really an emergency, but it's about to be if I got to do something about this. So I explain how there's a cop here and he's not doing nothing. They've been going since 10 p.m. and it's in this tunnel. She was like, a tunnel? I was like, yeah, it's like a big drain, like a culvert. Like the dispatch was like, okay, we'll send somebody. I was like, it's what I'm describing. Like it's in a tunnel with a generator. So anyway, that was the other thing I put in my dispute with the parking ticket. Yeah. And I was like, y'all, and a cop was out there not doing nothing, but y'all are there to write me a ticket on Tuesday. And I ended it with, it's just a shame. And I hit submit. And like 3 days later, I got an email that said, basically it said, we reviewed and found that, let me find it real quick. And then,
fuck yeah.
And then we can wrap on that. Shit.
That was a compelling story, though.
Well, I mean, the moral of the story is, you know, speak up if you are treated unjustly. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I only dispute. I didn't think they would dismiss it, but I was like, I'm going to let them know how fucked up this is before I pay it. And they wound up dismissing it. So I couldn't find it. But here it is. It says, thanks for taking the time to appeal your citation. This citation was issued for the following violation, street sweeping. Your appeal has been accepted. No further action is required for the citation. Thank you for resolving this citation. City and County of Denver.
They didn't acknowledge they're wrong, though. They're just like, all right, okay, he got us. All right, okay. He got us. Yeah. Fuck, he got us. Yeah. So. Hey, well, that is a win for the little guy, man. Yeah, I'll take that. That's awesome. Yeah,
and now they know.
Now they know there's homeless people in their drainage tunnels with generators and PA systems blasting music, doing meth.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. 10
to 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God. Aren't you glad you're getting out of there?
Yeah, we're moving on the 8th. 4 more days.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm happy for you.
I can't wait. 2-bedroom apartment.
What? How amazing is that going to be, too?
It's crazy because, like, it's a different kind of excitement. It's almost like getting out of jail and you go back to the normal world. Like, going back to a normal place where I don't have to drain tanks and there's room and there's a dishwasher.
Just comfort.
Dude, like a bath, a full bathroom, like a full, just a the comfort sink. Of
civilization.
The feeding the dogs and having like a space.
Are
on
you
the
gonna have
to
places to board dogs though?
Yeah, I'm gonna board them there. My door faces away from the office, and I'll just. It's not all the time. It's periodically. I'll just.
Yeah.
So.
I'm happy for you, dude.
Thanks, man. I can't freaking wait, dude. And I got my DWs. we're going to talk about logic and recording because we're in the middle of recording some stuff. And I realized with B modes, we're doing it backwards.
Okay.
Because
I should be doing ghost tracks for you to do drums and then send back to me to do main tracks over, right?
Basically. And I have that now.
That's what we do in Golgotha.
Yeah. But originally, I remember you had said you wanted to beef up B modes. And then you showed me the tabs that you were working on. So I was actually expecting you to send me tabs. So I was surprised when it was Logic and you were like, guitars, I did them. So I was like, okay, well,
just fucking skip the tabs. Why do tabs? Fuck it.
Well, because I thought we were going to go back and forth and like write it up, like punch it up.
You. We could punch it up in Logic though.
Yeah, but like with instruments and it's harder and it's not documented. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
But leading into Vulture Stone, because I wrote that first part and then I sent it to you to do like the second part. And then we'll go back and forth writing like that.
You want to use
Guitar Pro? Yeah. Just write the part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Write it, and I could tab out drum ideas and do it. It's just easy, and we could send it back and build a song, and then I can export that MP3, and that's my reference, my scratch track, as I call it, right?
And that's what you use to track drums.
And that's what I'll track drum. And then when I send it to you, you'll do final guitars.
Gotcha.
But you went straight to final guitars, but that's fine because B-Modes works like that because it's a pretty straightforward song, but you might prefer to record
a little leads and stuff on top of it, but
you might prefer to do your guitars final having the drums there.
I definitely would.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely like would. So you want to do that, you want to just like but you're kind of balls deep in tracking guitars already. But here's the other point.
It's not like it's hard for me to track the guitars on this. Like, this was also me getting my feet wet just doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what you I was gonna mean? Say.
Like, it was like, all right, I'm gonna have to do this at some point. I need to start getting proficient with it.
Yeah.
So might as well jump in with one that would be easy to jump in with, like B-Modes. That way I could practice a little bit of tracking, practice a little bit of editing too, like, right? So I can kind of get an idea of final product. Like, is this a good enough take to submit as a final take on it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have to know a little bit of editing to do that as well. So
So
yeah, that's the whole reason I started on B modes as well, because I need to know how to use both Guitar Pro and do a little bit of tracking and editing in Logic, more so than just the rough shit that I do to like write songs for Golgotha, because like that's just put a metronome on and just who gives a fuck. Well, like this, I need to be more precise with.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what do you, I mean, I think Guitar Pro would be easier to tab out and work on songs when we're writing.
I guess so. I was so used to doing it like just in a recording interface like we do with Golgotha lately that's kind of where I just went naturally as well for B-Modes.
Yeah, but it would help.
I get what you mean with Guitar Pro.
Yeah, because
it's a little bit more documented if someone else needs to learn how to play it.
Yeah, and then when you send it to me, I can like see it. I can be like, oh, that's fine, and I can count it. So it's like easier to learn too. And you can just tab it. You don't have to sit there and track a take. You know what I'm saying? You can just blah, blah, blah. I think it would be easier. That's what I was expecting to do.
Yeah, I got it. You're right.
And then, okay, so for B modes, technically I got what I need to do drums. So you're going to wait to do the final guitars officially till I send you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I'd probably get tighter takes.
Yeah, that's better.
With the final drums. Plus I would like to get, I'm going to purchase a nice plug-in. That way when I'm tracking, I get a good feel for it. I'm not going to use it like when I send it to you. It's going to be a clean, just DI track. But just for tracking purposes, like a nice plug-in, just so I get an idea, like this is what it feels like when it's going to come through on the reamp.
Yeah, let me know what plugin you get too.
I was doing some research tonight. Like I saw someone like the Fortin Nameless. Apparently, sounds really good for metal. I don't know. I want to do some more research on it. I might download some of the free trials and try them out.
Yeah,
because like they give you like 7-day trials of them, to them and shit. They're like $50, $100.
That's good. Not bad.
But I mainly play through a computer nowadays when it comes to writing and shit like that. So I would use it just even if I'm not recording, just to like write and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Because when I'm at my house, like...
A little digital guitar amp, that's all.
That's what it is, exactly.
A little digital
guitar practice amp. And I don't have my amp set up in any room in my house. So like I always play through a computer, so it makes sense for me to have a nice setup for that.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, that's not really going to be used during the actual recording process, but just for tracking purposes, it'd be cool.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you think about moving on and doing your second part in Vulture Stone?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll move on and do that.
And like whatever you write,
it could,
just like 5 seconds, that could spur a minute and a half for me. That could give me you know what I'm saying? So like bare minimum, just part for part, go back and forth.
Okay.
Bop, 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 bop. And then when that's done, I'll export that MP3 of Vulture Stone.
And instead of me tracking a rough guitar track, have drums off of that.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to track drums right now.
Yeah, I'll just rent that studio space and I'll go set up. I practice on my pads, and if I go in and focus on a song, I can bust my takes out.
That's a true professional right there, bro.
You know what I mean?
He knows he can rent the space and get it done in like the time he rents the space in.
Yeah.
You're like a true session musician, bro.
Well, I mean, you got to be.
Yeah,
this is what it is. And I'm going to have those rubber pads on my drum set. So I'll actually have a kit that I can move around on at my apartment. And that's all I need. I just need to be able to get fresh, blah, 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 blah. And then I can show up and
boom,
blah, 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 do it. And there you go.
I just hope no one calls the cops on you at your apartment.
No, I'm not going to be that loud. The rubber pads dampen everything. It's just being like having even the drum kit. They have pads on the cymbals. It won't be.
I know, but like you still hear people like doing.
Yeah.
You'll still hear that shit through the walls.
Well, but I don't go too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really, it won't be that bad. It won't be that bad. I'll get some soundproofing stuff for my wall as well.
Are you on the bottom floor or second floor?
We're on the second floor because we got the two bedrooms. So it's no, dude. Because my room is another floor up. So what's actually going to be below me is our kitchen.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll just have a wall.
That's what's good.
Yeah. I'm never living under anybody again. That's a whole
other podcast
episode. I'm never living under
anybody. No. I definitely hear that.
But I've
never lived under anybody. Well, I've had people live under me that have bitched about me being on top of them. So.
I bet I know what apartment complex that was.
Yeah, exactly. So
Back in the day.
When I was a young dumbass, but
it was so fucking funny when you had all those cardboard boxes piled up in front of the hole in the wall because your apartment manager was coming like scan the room or something before you moved out. So fucking funny.
We got like 7 minutes left. You want to watch this video real quick? Or
yeah. Let's just recap. So I'm going to move on to drums on B modes, and you'll move on to writing Vulture Stone.
This week I'm working on Vulture Stone.
All while you're still crash coursing on engineering and editing.
Yeah, I'm still working on all that.
Because we opened that Pandora's box. You can't close that.
No.
And the last thing I'll say is when I do my final drums for B modes, I'll send it to you not combined so you can see how I punched in my take.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I strategize going into a song. Like I know I can get the intro up to the chorus. So I'll shoot for that. And if I make it past it, then I might backtrack a few measures to a good cutoff point too. Like here's a
I try to do whole chunks this next second time I did B modes for you.
Okay. Like, oh yeah. When you sent me that, the tracks were empty. So if you want to send me that again,
fuck.
You don't remember?
Yeah. Yeah. I uploaded it in iCloud again. Remember?
I didn't check the new one. Okay. All right. So that's it. I'll go check the new one. Ba ba ba. I'll get on drums. Ba ba ba. Show me this video.
It might be longer than 5 minutes. Let's see. All right. Let me share a screen.
I can start a new video real quick.
Let's just start a new one real quick. So we ain't rushing.
Record.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get your take on you showed me how to do like flex time editing in Logic, which I thought was super interesting, super cool.
Yeah, and let me say that the flex editing, when I was learning to do that, I redid it many times. Like on Alfred's first CD, I spent like 4 hours flex editing through the drums just to come across a problem from flex editing wrong, and had to erase it all, and then just I was like, that was today's work. I learned. I'm coming back tomorrow. So like, don't feel bad about getting to the end and being like,
yeah, fucking it up. And yeah.
Yeah. Cause now when I flex edit, I don't make those mistakes. I get in boop, 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 boop.
You're perfect with it.
I'm perfect with it. Okay. Show me this video. It's called slip editing.
Well, no. Well, this guy says, all right, let me share a screen. Yeah. Then enabled.
Yes, who can share all? Who can share when someone else is sharing all?
All right, cool. Sharing screen. So this guy says the best way to edit guitar DI, no flex time. Let's see. I just want to see what you thought about like using it this way.
Hello everyone, this is James here from James Depp Productions with another Logic tutorial. Today, hello, I'm going to show you the best way, in my opinion, to edit guitar DIs with minimal flex time or stretching in Logic Pro X. Nowadays, especially in some of the metal subgenres, having very tightly edited guitars is the key to creating that polished metal mix that meets the audience's expectations. Tightly edited guitars is how you get that punchy, in-your-face breakdowns that make you want to smash the shit out of that table in front of you and punch a motherfucking hole in that Okay, I got a little bit carried away there, but you got the idea. Most people record guitar DIs and then reamp them through a real amp or an amp sim. So, whether you're an audio engineer or a guitarist, you'll most likely be working with guitar DIs a lot. Now, I know that some people like to edit the guitar DIs by stretching, or flex time in Logic's terms, but as an audio engineer myself, I always find stretching to leave some kind of artifacts that become a lot more audible after going through the amp, especially when the guitar DIs are heavily edited throughout the entire song. They just really add up. And for that reason, I always stay away from flex time as much as possible, even though sometimes I do need to use that.
I know why they
and
add
in
up.
Here, I want to show you how you can quickly edit your guitar DIs with minimal stretching. First, there are a few key commands that you need to set up. Go to Logic Pro X, Key Commands, Edit.
Do you ever do any
And now
edits
search
on your key
for
commands?
Drag Mode. What we're looking for is the No Overlap and the X Fade. You want to assign these two
Not
commands
flex,
to then. Shortcuts that you can easily access. For me is Shift Z and Shift X. Next, search for Trim Region. What we're looking for is the Trim Region End to Next Region and Trim Region Start to Previous Region. You'll also want to assign these to shortcuts that you can easily access as well. For me, I've assigned them to Brackets. Next, make sure the background grid lines are on so you can see the lines here. And you also need to assign the secondary mouse tool to the scissor. The point is that you can use the left click as a pointer tool, which will allow you to click and drag audio regions around. And you can have the other tool as a split tool,
Probably
which will allow you to split audio region wherever you want. Lastly, be sure to have a drum track so you can listen to how the edits sound with the drums. The drum track will also help you see whether or not the guitar's DIs are on time.
Just
depending
agree,
on
right?
the tempo of the track, you will want to set the division to 1 over 16th like this, or 1 over 32nd if the tempo is slower. The grid lines will help you see whether or not the DIs are on time when you're editing. Right here, I have a pair of metal rhythm guitar DIs, and I'm using an M-SIM on them. Then this is my drum track. Let's take a listen what it sounds like. As you can hear, this is the very typical breakdown found in many modern metal songs, and you want to make sure that the guitars are on time and in sync with the drums so the breakdown can sound super badass. Now let me show you how to edit the guitar DIs without flex time. Let's zoom in a little bit here. As you can see, the first note is fine, but the second note over here, you can see that this is a little bit too early. Then this one is a little bit too late. We're going to bring up the scissors tool on your mouse and split at the pick attack, not at the transient, but at the pick attack, like so. Once you split it, you drag it over that.
Okay. Wouldn't that make the rest of it off time when you drag it over like that?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I don't get about this video. All right.
And you have that split right there. So.
Okay, well, yeah, but he seems to fix that in this video. Let's listen. Come on, motherfucker.
Sure, the snap is off and drag is no overlap. So now, once you have that, you can use the key command trim region start the previous region, which you set up at the beginning of the video, like so, and now they're connected. Same thing with the second one, cut over here at the pick attack and drag it over. There we go. And let's take a look at the next one over here. This one's a little bit too early, but that's fine.
Fucking two notes, like wouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I get
this one over here is very late. So we're going to do the same thing. Use a scissors tool, cut it and drag like that. Cut and drag. Go over to the next one here.
So you have to do everything.
You see this is a little bit too early.
Now that one's too early because you drug it over.
And drag and use the key command like so.
I don't like that method.
This method is very fast once you are familiar with it. And now let's take a listen. Sounds good to me so far. Let's keep editing for a little bit more. Let's take a look at the next one here. As you can see, this one is very early, so we're going to do the same thing. Split and drag. Split and drag. There we go. For the next one. This is late as well. Split and drag. Split.
I mean, it makes it look super simple with the way he's editing. Like
the reason why you don't want snap
is
that if you have snap enabled, you won't be able to split wherever you want. It would just split at the grid. There you go. Now let's take a listen. As you can hear, there's a little bit of artifacts here. We can either fix it by dragging the transition point, or we can use the crossfade.
Yeah.
Let's see which one is best. So if I drag it over here like that. This is better, but you can still hear a little bit of hiccup. So I'm going to enable the drag to X-fade. And I'm going to drag this one a little bit over.
A little crossfade.
This one as well. And let's see what it sounds like. This is much better. Let's try overlapping a little bit more. That sounds good to me. And there you go. That's how to edit the guitar DIs without using FlexTime in Logic. It's essentially a slip editing workflow that I adopted from Cubase and Reaper to Logic, since Logic doesn't really have a slip tool for the mouse. I hope you learned something from this video. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments. I will be responding every single day.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that method can work, but I didn't know
if that was better than FlexTime or not.
I don't think so. I think his method, you could still use FlexTime because he's not addressing every hit.
Well, it seems like he would have to, because that was my question. Like, okay, so like he cuts it like a note's too early. He cuts it, shifts it over. Well, now, unless you were too early on every single note after that, now those notes are now late.
Yeah, and
right?
And,
now you're having to shift it back over.
Yeah, you move one thing. And then if you do want to take something and move it forward and you cut it on both ends, you move it forward. Now you got this gap. You can have all these gaps.
Well, for whatever reason, the previous end, that shortcut he set up seemed to fix those gaps somehow. I don't know what computer shit is doing right there to fix those gaps. Like, I don't know what's going on. It wasn't audible
to me.
I didn't hear it
to me because he's not addressing every hit. And Flex.
But I mean, he did in that section he showed us, because he was doing okay, this note is early, let's shift it over. Okay, now these notes are late, let's shift them back. And he was just doing that along the way.
Yeah.
On the waveform.
If you're going to do that, just flex edit. And you don't have to deal with 1,000 cuts. And then here, let me screen share and I'll show you what he's talking about whenever you get artifacts in flex editing. And I know that he probably runs into this because he's dealing with it the way he's running those splices. Although it's still an effective method. It's still not as... Because look, see, flex editing will hit every transient. You see that?
Boom. Yeah.
Boom. And you go through every one. He's only cutting this one. And then he'll move forward and cut some. So you still got all these that aren't locked up. So it's still not totally tight.
Like, at least what he did in the video is he did do that. Like, he's like, okay, well, this next transient is now late, so let's move it forward. Now the other one's early, so let's move it. He did do that.
Not literally.
But he was
everyone.
Just having to do it.
He was skipping.
Not like, everyone.
But
yeah, but I think he was just looking at where the grid was and seeing which ones were late or early.
Yeah, and it's not as effective as flex editing, because flex editing, at the very least, will process bars so you can actually see. And you can address each note. He wasn't addressing each note. And you don't have gaps. So he's having all these gaps. But what he's running into, and I know because whenever he makes that cut, everything's moving. So he's probably flexing the same way. If you click on the top right here, you get one bar. So if I move the one bar, I'm going to move everything. Right. Okay. Here's one of the things I learned. Because by the time I'd get to the end of the song, I'd have a lot of artifacts. If you click on the bottom, you get three. So I go and I break it up before I edit. And this is my retainer.
You always use that view and not the scissor view?
I never scissor nothing, dude. It's
no, pointless. No, like the clicking the scissor view where you get the waveform big at the bottom.
That?
Like no, like in the menu bar at the very top. At the very top, go up. Left. further left. It's one of the gray buttons. So across from this? The rewind, yeah. You don't ever
yeah,
use that?
Yeah, I use that whenever I'm okay. rocking and rolling. We can use that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just a bigger view.
Yeah, so anyway, you're supposed to do this when you flex at it. So
click
here's
the bottom.
Yeah, here's my no, not the thing at the bottom. The lines. What I'm doing.
Yeah, no, click at the bottom to create the three lines.
Yeah. Create the three lines. So here's my last line. I don't move that one. I move all of these. So the whole
you start from the back?
Yeah, so the whole rest of the song doesn't move. I click, and then I come here and I work my way back to my last point, getting to every one of them. No gaps. And if you play well enough, you're going to be close enough to the beat that there will be no artifact.
I think I played well enough on this. I think.
Yeah, you're playing as well enough, there will be no artifact. When I recorded Son of a Gun, their timing was very bad. There are artifacts. There's no slip editing or nothing. It's just what it was. There were artifacts. If you would have used slip editing with Son of a Gun, you would have had huge gaps. No fixing that. It would have just, you know what I'm saying? So like, in my opinion, flex editing is still the ultimate because it's achieving the same thing, but it's cleaner. And that artifact he's talking about is just from not doing it this way. Because that's what I did for the longest time.
In the reamping process is where you get the artifacts.
Yeah, because whenever you get it distorted, you can really hear it. You can really hear it grain out if it's stretched out too much. Mm-hmm. But there's no, like moving it like this, there's no artifacts. It doesn't affect the sound at all. You have to move it a lot. You have to like stretch it. You see how it's gray and white? White means that it's speeding it up. Gray means it's slowing it down. So like if you go too much, it'll get red. So like there's a happy zone. And that's a non-issue. The artifacts, like this right here, if we go into reamp it, you won't hear any artifacts.
Yeah, it seems to be not red or orange or any alarming colors.
Slip editing brings up, I would recommend not doing it. It's just not as effective.
I was just curious.
But it can work. I mean, but it, like, you know, there's nothing better than this. You got all the bars and then you just... See, this is hard because everything's spliced out.
Yeah, I know.
But like a long take, this is a good one. This is a better example. This long take right here. Like I could flex this and get no artifacts. I mean, it's not
that's
really
a lead, so that would be a weird thing to flex.
No, I flex everything, dude.
Oh,
everything. Leads? Everything gets touched and put onto the beat.
I got you, but
you know what I'm saying?
What if you want it a little off?
I leave it a little off. It's like that in Alfred. I don't nitpick.
I like it a little off sometimes.
Yeah, I don't go that far.
A little fucked up.
Listen, there's Alfred stuff. I can visually show you with the guitars. You don't. I make sure to line up the ones and the middles, but everything's still flowing. Like if he, I don't go too far.
You want
with
a little
it.
Human feel to it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, I could, for the leads, I could, you know, but. See, I'm just picking some lines because the point to not get artifacts with flex editing is to do like this and then work back. Because what happens
and
otherwise...
And you can just do it visually without even listening to it.
Yeah.
You're just lining up the grid.
Yeah, I mean, you still want to listen back and make sure because some of this stuff is
really... But I mean,
really
like when you're editing, you just...
Yeah.
Look at the grid.
Yeah, and then you go back and listen. Because here's the thing: if I do this, oh, now the whole thing moved. Everything's moved. Yeah, everything's moving like that. And that's, I mean, this isn't really going to create artifacts either because it's only one track.
But it's, now you're setting everything else off time.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back through and line it up. Really, the big thing is the big thing is.
Clean takes.
If I stretch it too far, you'll hear that artifact.
Yeah, clean takes.
Yeah, just the clean take and flex editing, there's no artifacts. But the thing is, if you have multiple microphones, like for drums, you're editing everything together. That's where this method really fucks you over because you move something for the tom, everything gets shifted. And you got all these tracks that when you get to the end, they're way out
of
phase.
And they're kind of bleeding out into each other.
Yeah, you got the snare is going, blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 everything's doubled. So you got to undo and go back.
That sounds horrible.
And that's where you got to chunk it like this and work back. That way I can do all these edits and focus right here. And if there's an artifact, I'll take it out. Blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm not, like for your riff, if you do, I'm not going to zoom in on every one, but I'll definitely make sure the downbeats are there. You'll probably have a couple notes that like your pinky might have hit way early, so I can take that and just get everything in the pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hit you. I got you.
But cool. Yeah, honestly, dude, flex editing is way easier than step editing. Although slip editing obviously for him is still effective. So it's not something you can't use, but I would still vote flex
editing. There's just multiple ways to do this shit. And then I'm going to like record Jai doing it his way next time.
Yeah, he's probably got his own way too.
Yeah, just so we'll show that next time so we can see like, hey, this is another way to edit metal guitars. I mean, look, at the end of the day, is it accomplishing the desired effect? Yes, cool. And you can use it, right? I don't think there's one right answer to this shit.
There's some wrong ones, though. So, fucking B-modes. I'm going to get on the drums, dude. Let's get Vulture Stone in the oven.
Vulture Stone going to be cooking.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. I like that one. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That one's good. And we got Precipice. There's method to the madness of Precipice. I sent that one to you a while back.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a weird one. I'll revive that
one. It is a weird one, but yeah.
Get it tabbed. So, all right, I'll do B-modes, and we'll keep rocking with the fucking guitars and shit, bro.
All right, we're rolling a little bit. We're rolling. Yeah.
Alfred's single is out. Everybody go listen to it now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Alfred and the Ted Naders, it's called Soul Juice.
Hell yeah.
And I've a lot of flex editing on there.
Soul Juice.
Hey, go listen to Soul Juice.
Okay.
And we got
right when I get off of here, I'm going to listen to Soul Juice.
Hey bro, we got multiple mics on the guitars. We got three mics on the electric guitar. We got one in the front, one in the back by the magnet, and one in the room. Okay. Nice. And I got all of that flex edited. So you tell me if you hear artifacts.
Okay, I'll let you know.
There's a couple in the cymbals, I think, maybe a little something like that here. I gotta go back. I noticed that an artifact on August Burns Red's live record of the Thrill Seeker album on the first song.
I heard the cymbals
go. I was like, that's an artifact from flex editing the live drum. So he must have rushed his hit and he had to stretch it out. Get it. I was like, I know that fucking sound.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I'll go find it and timestamp and you can listen to it and hear that. Like you might not even hear it. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
We were just talking about. Oh yeah, go listen to our new song Soul Juice. Tell me if you hear any artifacts.
All right, we'll do.
Right on. Good podcast. Thanks everybody.
Yeah, for listening. Man,
had fun. Onichiwan Kenobi, speak up against your municipal powers. Speak up,
man. You have to. Don't let the man get you down. You got to say something.
Yeah, let him know you disagree. That's what counts.
That's right.
If everybody flooded the city with disputes on parking tickets because of the homeless problem, they would probably be like, okay, enough with the parking tickets, please. I can't do any more of these emails, enough. Like, it would make a difference.
So fire all the beer maids.
Yeah All right, well, enjoy that hot ass winter weather down there in the south.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna keep freezing degrees. My bowels off here.
All right, bro. All right. Stay warm. Later,
later,
bro.
Later, man.